Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home, we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and to understand the truth of the Bible. Now, I want to ask you a question, and I really want you to think about this. What do you believe concerning your belief about God? Do you think that you have it right? Let me rephrase that and ask another question. Do you know that you have it right? And as we will see, and we've understood in the past, every way of a man and a woman is right in his own eyes or her own eyes. Regardless of the sinfulness of the behavior. Now, we've seen in this series we've been going through, and the reason this is important is because while right now that we are doing this program, there is a lot of financial troubles going on in the world, but what is happening behind the scenes is very important. But let's focus in on the coming one world religion. And let me ask you a question, another one. How do you know you are right if you believe you are right? Do you think by your own choices and by your own opinion that you can discover truth and understand what truth is? Or are you willing to take up the challenge and prove all things by the Word of God? Now, we've covered many times how the Word of God is true. The Word of God is faithful. The Word of God is going to judge us. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Have you compared the teachings of your church with the Bible? Because, you see, today, most people are interested in community. And even the so-called Christian churches of this world. And little do they realize that they are being set up to be folded into a one-world religion. Now, let me read you a quote I've read many times, but it's worth reading many, many more times over again. And as I read this, I want you to ask yourself the question, could this be me? When a well-packaged web of lies has been gradually sold to the masses over generations, and we can add thousands of years, the truth will seem utterly preposterous and its speaker a raving lunatic. Could that be you? You need to think about it. Need to ask yourself the question, do I believe God completely? Do I believe the Word of God completely? Or have you accepted a Christian-sounding religion that talks about the cross, the name of Jesus, and community, which will see you to heaven? And have you ever heard the phrase, doctrine divides, but love brings together? Now, that sounds like a really good statement, doesn't it? But do you know how that it applies? Do you know how some other people apply it? Do you know of the organizations in the world that are pulling and drawing all religions together in harmony? Not unity of singularity of belief, but unity through diversity. And that this has been going on for over 120 years in the United States of America, as well as the things in the rest of the world. Now, let me just state categorically this one truth that's important for you to understand. If you go to church on Sunday, and if you keep Christmas and Easter and Halloween and all of the pagan days of the world, and you accept them as Christian equivalents, and you reject the holy days of God, you reject the teachings of Christ, you reject the laws of God, and you believe you're a Christian? Have you ever thought about the fact that you could be deceived? And especially under the name of tolerance, oh yes, we must let every man worship God according to the dictates of his own conscience. Now that's not a Bible teaching. It may be in the Constitution of the United States, but look at the end result of that today. And look at the encroachment of Islam, turning things into Chrislam, and gradually bringing in Sharia law. Now, they already have it in England. They have big signs in sections of towns in the United Kingdom. Don't enter here because Sharia law is enforced. Does that mean honor killings? Does that mean four wives? Does that mean hating Christians? Now here's another survey. Only 3 in 10 Americans say they take the Bible literally. And only 49% believe that it is inspired. Now we've covered this many times. Paul wrote, and this is true, all Scripture is God-breathed. And that means each and every one. Let me ask you another question. Do you accept what your pastor has told you, that you don't have to worry about the Sabbath? If you keep one day in 7, that's good enough. Let me ask another question. Do you really keep one day in 7? Well, the answer is no. Let me ask you another question. Do you think that any man or apostle can tell God what to do? If you say, well, no, he can't, then why do you accept what your pastor may tell you from the pulpit? Bible says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and it says also to keep the holy days of God. Now, a lot of people may mistaken us for Seventh-day Adventists. We're not Seventh-day Adventists. The Seventh-day Adventists have the slice and understanding of the Sabbath, but everything else is just like the rest of Protestantism. They believe in pagan doctrines. Oh, how could that be? Well, have you proved it by the Bible or not? And if you haven't, then God holds you responsible. You're not going to go down there and blame your preacher or the deacon or an evangelist on television just because he looks good and sounds nice. It doesn't count even if they do miracles. Because Isaiah says, to the law and the testimony. Now that's the Old and New Testament. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And as we saw last time, how does Satan come as an angel of light? How do his ministers come as ministers of righteousness? Oh, but we believe in Jesus. Do you really? Oh, but we love God. Do you really? Why are all of these things coming upon us today? Now, let's give ourselves a real good test here, huh? Let's come to John 14. And I want to ask you, do you do this? Now, these are the words of Jesus Christ. You believe you follow Jesus? Well, if you go to church on Sunday, you don't follow Jesus. You may think you do. But Jesus kept the Sabbath. The apostles kept the Sabbath. Jesus kept the holy days. It's right there in the Scriptures. Oh, but that was for the Jews. Really? Did Jesus say the Jews shall live by every word of God, but everybody else can do as they please? No, he didn't. He said man. That means every man and woman shall live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, because he has inspired it, and you have a Bible. And you need to open it up, and you need to prove what is right. You need to prove what is true, because the things we're going to cover today and in the segments that follow concerning the coming one world religion, it's going to come like a bombshell. It's developing now, developing now, developing now, just like the financial troubles we are in. They've been developing, 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 and bang, one day it's going to hit. Likewise, Satan, who's deceiving the whole world, keeps people occupied in a certain way over here while he does something else behind the scenes over here. So you've got to see the whole picture. John 14, verse 15. Now test yourself with this. Notice the first word, if. If. Do you qualify with that? It's conditional on your behavior. God has no conditions put upon him by man. You understand that? Because he's God. If you love me, so you claim you love Jesus, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. Do you know the commandments? Oh, well, I keep the Ten Commandments. Well, what about the fourth commandment? Oh, well, we can change the day. Oh, well, let's do this. If we can change that, why not have murder acceptable anywhere, anytime? Oh, well, that's hurting people. Well, what do you think transgressing the fourth commandment, the first commandment, the second commandment, and the third commandment does to people? Cuts them off from God. Is that hurting people? Yes, indeed. And if they're cut off from God, who's manipulating them behind the scenes? Satan, the devil. Again, I ask you, could you be deceived and not know it? And if you don't know it, you're really in terrible trouble, aren't you? Because you see, the Pied Piper always comes. And there is going to be a day of reckoning. It is happening right now on the Protestant and Catholic churches. It is happening right now on every nation in the world. Now notice, verse 21. When you understand that Jesus Christ was the one whose creator of everything that there is, was Lord God of the Old Testament before he became the Jesus Christ, God manifested in the flesh of the New Testament. When he says, my commandments, that includes them in the Old Testament. That includes all the ten, plus many others. Verse 21, the one who has my commandments and is keeping them, that is the one who loves me, and the one who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. How's God going to manifest himself to you? How is Christ going to do that? Through his word and by his spirit and by your seeking and knocking, you will find God. But you have to do that. That's your part. God will do his part. Now come down here to verse 23. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Do you keep the word of Christ? And word here, singular, means his whole message. Do you even know what he taught? Do you know that there are false ministers and preachers out there saying that everything in the gospel is only for the Jews because Jesus was a minister to the circumcision? So therefore, everything in the Gospels, we don't have to keep. And so they go tippy-toe through the epistles of Paul and pick up the scriptures that they want. And guess what? They're liars. They're false teachers. And if you believe them, you've been deceived. Do you believe God? Do you believe His Word? Are you willing to prove it? Because if not, the stage is being set for a coming one-world religion. And the dividing line between the spirit of truth and the spirit of deception, as we covered last time, is the true Jesus Christ, the true God the Father, the true commandment keeping through the grace of God as the New Testament teaches. Not as it's taught in Catholicism, not as it's taught in Protestantism, not as it's halfway taught in the Seventh-day Adventist, not in Judaism, not in any other religion. Because we are going to see, concerning other religions and other practices, God is totally intolerant. God doesn't go along and say, all these other religions, my, they have some nice things. Isn't that good? Hooray for them. No, we will see later. They don't belong to God. Verse 24, the one who does not love me does not keep my words. Now, I want you to take that sentence, and I want you to ask yourself a question. Is this me? Now, if you have opinions and beliefs contrary to what Jesus teaches, that is you. Now, the question becomes, what are you going to do? Whom are you going to choose? Which way is right? That's up to you to answer. And that's why church at home, so you can do this in the privacy of your own home. You're never going to find us in a Sunday-keeping church. It isn't going to be there because they are deceived and complacent and satisfied with what they have. And if someone preaches like I'm preaching, he's a heretic. They're trying to earn salvation by their works. Not true. Because if you're doing the works of God, they are not yours, are they? They're the works of God, are they not? But if you're keeping Sunday and Christmas and Easter and Halloween and all of those things, guess what? Those are works of men, traditions taught by men, and they are, while they say living under grace, are trying to work out their salvation through their own works. Because Sunday's not of God. Halloween is not of God. Christmas is not of God. Easter is not of God. Now, you need to write for the book, Occult Holidays or God's Holy Days, which? And you need to read it. You need to study it. See, eternal life is not just some nice little thing we think about and all of a sudden, whoop, everything's set. And if I have my sins forgiven once, all my sins forever are forgiven. And I'm going to go to heaven when I die and be rafted up into heaven when I am still alive if Jesus returns. No worry. That's not what the Bible teaches. The one who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. What do you do? Now, I'm going to get to reading out of the world scripture here in the next segment or two, and I'm going to tell you about the forces that are behind it. And it is the broad way. We'll talk about that next time. But here, come over to verse 6. I want you to understand something very primary. And there is no way around it. Listen, God is absolute. You don't play games with God. You don't come to God and judge His law and say, why did you make that law? Because you're judging God. You think you can get away with judging God? Every atheist out there, you think you can get away with judging God? Now, I can understand why you judge the religions and all their lies. That's true. But you believe another lie on top of it because you reject God. So you're still deceived. Now, here's where you have to come. Verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, not a way, and the truth, not a truth, and the life. You can't have eternal life without Jesus Christ. And no one comes to the Father except through me. And you're going to have to do it Jesus' way. That's why there's repentance. That's why there's baptism. Oh, yes, there are a lot of do-gooders out there, and there may be fine, upstanding people within the community, but that doesn't mean they have salvation. We're talking here salvation and eternal life. And that's what we need to focus on. Not the things of men, not the schemes of men, not what they're doing to develop unity and harmony through diversity. It isn't going to work. Now, we've already covered how there's coming a great false prophet to do signs and wonders. Will you be deceived? Or will you be following what Jesus has said here? It's up to you. God lays this before us, every single one of us, and no one is exempt. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org, and amidst of all this financial turmoil, you listen to the sermons, Aftershock number 1 and Aftershock number 2, because I have been preaching for over 15 years, get out of debt and take care of yourself financially, because there's coming a great upheaval. And we're right in the midst of it right now. So you go to cbcg.org and you download those sermons and you listen to them. We have hundreds of other sermons, well, close to 2,000 sermons, and nearly 450 videos, full-length sermons. Study those. Go through it with your Bible and understand what we are saying. Prove it. Check it. Understand it. Realize that we play no games here. We play no politics here. The truth of God, the Word of God, and that alone with the Spirit of God, the understanding that comes with it. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.